Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
CBD Revolution. The world is discovering CBD and its potential for numerous health benefits. Hemp Fusion Wellness is the premier company looking at CBD with a whole food perspective. For the highest quality CBD oils and products for stress, sleep, energy, and topicals, it's Hemp Fusion. This CBD Revolution highlight has been brought to you by Hemp Fusion Wellness, U.S. trading symbol CBDHF, and in Canada, CBD.U. Web address, hempfusion.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Vijay Vaitheeswaran of The Economist magazine, the energy and green innovation editor, to walk through the headlines in these hours about energy worldwide, weeks before the critical COP26 meeting in Glasgow, Scotland, about the fate of climate change, climate legislation, and worldwide effort to cut back on fossil fuels and mitigate the climate catastrophes that are ahead of us. Vijay, a very good evening to you. This is just the headlines right now. UK still seeing unprecedented fuel demand. There were knife-wielding incidents in the petrol stations in London 2 days past, and I'm told there's station after station in the north of England and Scotland out of petrol entirely. In addition, Europe's energy crunch deepens as China set to fight for supply. China needs coal. Perhaps it's because they're not importing Australian coal, although there is India coal, there is South Korea coal. But there are rolling blackouts in residential sections of northeast China. In addition, major manufacturers are being asked to shut down for X number of days per month. This all during the recovery. France, another headline, steps in to contain energy prices amid fears of backlash. And my favorite, Vijay, someone is betting that oil will soar to a record $200 a barrel by winter of 2022. I note that right now there is a bet in the futures market of $100 barrel of oil by Christmas of this year. So is this all collapsing together? Is this about COP26? Is this about fossil fuel not being able to deliver its promises? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. I think we should start by taking a deep breath and relaxing. I think the world is not falling apart. Energy is a volatile commodity, and there are a few things going on that are worth disentangling, but it's not all going to hell in a handbasket, if I may be so crass on your program. Let's take these items one by one. The troubles in the UK, there have been periodic petrol crises, as they're called. Tony Blair endured them during his tenure, for example. This is really a result of things that have very little to do with the energy markets in the UK. It has partly to do with Brexit, which led to a visa problem for the truck drivers that would deliver the petrol down to the stations, as it were. And there's a shortage of drivers. There's no shortage of fuel. It's actually a shortage of drivers. It's a supply chain problem. That's actually related to COVID. We've seen numerous bottlenecks, and it's not just toilet paper, but multiple bottlenecks. My local Starbucks downstairs in my building regularly doesn't have several things that I would buy in my, potato chips or particular kinds of coffee. I keep seeing signs up. And our listeners would know that there are supply chain problems at their regular supermarkets as well. That's more of an explanation than any energy-related shock going on in England. The question in China, equally, China has tons and tons of coal. There's no shortage of coal in China. The problem is China has too much coal. If you're concerned about climate change, China has too much coal, and we're worried that they'll burn it all, which would make attaining climate change goals impossible. The real problem in China is, first of all, the price of that coal has gone up of late, and the government has imposed environmental restrictions in order to try to clean the air. So there are actually environmental curbs on burning coal that are leading to some of these shortages. Adding to that, China decided for political reasons to ban imports of Australian coal. Australia is a very big supplier of coal to China, therefore creating a scarcity of coal on the ground and a scramble for resources. As you can see, one is a political factor. The other one was a sort of a regulatory factor. There was actually no shortage of energy. It was really political intervention in China that's led to that problem. So one by one, we can look at these and say, okay, it's easy to put together a superficial thesis. Natural gas, coal, petrol, oil. Oh, my goodness, oil's got to run out. We're going to have $200 a barrel prices, and speculators can drive the price up. I tend to hang back and relax and take a deep breath. Another one of these shibboleths is that Russia is going to cut off Europe and, you know, with natural gas, and that there'll be a, you know, some sort of major travesty this winter for Europe. Let's remember, even in the height of the Cold War, when hostility between the Soviet bloc and the West was at its absolute peak, the Soviet Union never cut off the gas coming from Russia to the West. And in part because pipelines are actually a two-way street. Remember, the country selling the gas loses its vital revenues if it cuts off its pipelines, and it encourages the recipient countries like Germany and the rest of Europe to go find alternatives like building nuclear plants, renewables, or liquefied natural gas. And so that's why I say there'll be saber rattling, but Russia ain't going to cut off the gas to Western Europe, its best customer.
You have taught me that prices reflect politics, and politics are right now pointing towards a contest between a country such as the United States that is, what you'd have to say, attached to its energy business. We do very well with it, and there are millions of jobs that are attached to the energy sector of the United States, and Russia as well. And then there are countries that are consumers of electricity that worry about supply. I follow, I calm down, I'm not alarmed, I'm just reading headlines, that supply is the story for this price spiking. But is there an opportunity here to have this conversation before COP26 that, depending on fossil fuels supply lines, is not wise, one, because the prices are unpredictable and shortages are now apparent in wintertime, and two, because fossil fuels are not the wise choice for the future? Is this a good entree to what about clean energy sources?
John, you make some quite profound points there in noting the connection between the kinds of problems we've had in the last few days in the headlines. And of course, it was the headlines that were breathless, not you. You were always even keeled and well-tempered, in my opinion, and experienced. Those headline writers may have gushed a bit too much. The transition to the low-carbon economy, which is really what the UN summit is about and what the next decade is going to be about for the global economy, will be the dominant theme overtaking every industry on earth, a lot of the politics, and will affect all of our lives for good or for ill, creating opportunities but also disruptions for us. And that is the decarbonization effort. And we're undergoing, in some ways, the first great shock, energy shock, mild as it is, of the green revolution. And a lot of it has to do with supply chains. Let's remember, it's not just those truck drivers getting the gasoline to the street corner in Britain that represent a supply shock, or the Australian coal that's missing in China. Lithium-ion batteries depend on scarce rare earths that are mined often from China or other hard-to-get places, and we have a shortage. If we're going to scale up technologies related to, say, hydrogen and other forms of clean energy that people are looking to scale up, there's going to be multiple sorts of bottlenecks that are going to bung up the works. And so I think we'd better get used to an energy world that is a lot less predictable and that may have more volatility and bumps on the road because, in part, of uncertainties introduced by stop-and-go policies with unknown or uncertain outlook for investment. Just look at what's happening in Congress with the current agenda of the current president, which is a big climate program. It may give 10 years of certainty for clean energy with tax credits and other forms of support, or it could all fall apart in the next few days or weeks, and there is no certainty. In fact, there's tremendous uncertainty for a low-carbon agenda. That introduces volatility, creates supply chain problems. It discourages investment that would overcome bottlenecks. And I think you got it right when you said that the market conditions at the moment are being dominated by political and policy uncertainties.
One happy note here at the end, Vijay. I noted today in a review of a new BMW all-electric vehicle that's said to be serviceable, not a sports car, but and kind of ugly. It looks like, you know, a cartoon version of a car, but roomy inside. This is BMW rolling out an electric vehicle. I think it's a trend, Vijay. I think we could find a fashion statement here to have an electric vehicle. We have about a minute. Do you sense that that's going on in other car makers? BMW is top of the line.
And not only that, BMW has really one thing known for it, and that is the engine, that growl, the performance of that internal combustion engine that they've honed over so many decades. And for that Germanic icon to embrace electric tells you why every car maker in the world is going electric.
Right.
We saw a major announcement from Ford on Monday, doubling down on U.S. cars and batteries to be made in the American South. And we're going to see this is going to increasingly penetrate the American consciousness.
I'm looking for my first BMW electric vehicle on the road in Connecticut. Vijay Vajaswaran of The Economist magazine. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.